Yes, Doc said, it's 28 to 7. Sam Trethaway is with Milford Asset Management. Sam is with us in a moment. Milford's KiwiSaver plan has won Morningstar's KiwiSaver Category Fund Manager of the Year, both 2013-2014. The award is in recognition of the superior performance and service Milford strives to deliver across its KiwiSaver fund range. And for more information or an investment statement, go to milfordasset.com or call them on 0800 662 346. Sam Trethaway is with me. Hi, Sam.
Good evening, Larry.
So, to the New Zealand share market, and what's happened to the markets over the past week?
Since the start of March, we've seen, I guess, the majority of investors reflecting on what was a pretty lackluster recent reporting season. And the last 2 weeks of February, 42 companies in total reported their earnings for the past 6 months on the NZX. And on average, most of these grew sales as expected, but earnings growth or growth in profit was only at 4% on the last year, with very few surprises in there. I guess in addition, only 10 companies delivered profit growth greater than their revenue growth. So this is a sign that costs are rising faster than sales and illustrates a lack of operating leverage within our companies.
And Sam, how did the market perform after these earnings were reported?
So, yeah, the earnings were disappointing for most. I guess in terms of market reaction, the NZX 50 has had a very flat month, up only 0.5% after increasing since the start of the year by 5% prior to this reporting season.
And what were the key highlights of the reporting season in your view?
Within the large cap space, the big winners were Air New Zealand and Meridian, who both had a very strong operating performance and increased dividends. Outside of this, you've got Nuplex, who saw improved margins and announced a buyback to return excess cash to shareholders, and EBOS, who delivered some acquisition-driven earnings growth after it acquired two new businesses during the period.
And what about the disappointments, Sam?
The key disappointments were large caps like Sky City, Port of Tauranga and Mighty River Power, who all had reported flat to declining earnings with limited sign of any pickup in the near term. In addition, the retailers such as Kathmandu and The Warehouse, who actually downgraded their earnings ahead of reporting season after disappointing Christmas sales, were also weak. And I guess Contact Energy was the most obvious one, where the market reacted very poorly to its change in strategy to consider investment into high-risk international geothermal opportunities.
So how does this limited earnings growth translate then across to company valuations?
On a multiple of priced earnings, the New Zealand market certainly doesn't look cheap at the moment. The companies within the NZX 50 are trading on a multiple of roughly 19 times on average earnings. And this is well above the average over the last 5 years of 15 times. So while this seems high, the key to understand here is what is driving the current valuations. And the focus has really been about yield. The New Zealand market has traditionally been a very strong dividend payer. And in the context of low global interest rates or a global search for yield, our market stands out to offshore investors. Consequently, we've seen offshore ownership in our large cap listed companies increase materially over the past few years. And a stat I picked up was that over the last 2 years, international holdings in the NZX50 free float have increased from 30% to 45%. So that's a very big shift.
And what about going forward then? How do you see the outlook for the New Zealand share market?
We still remain positive on the local market. The New Zealand economy remains in very good shape. And importantly, our companies should continue to be able to pay an attractive level of dividend. But in time, investors will be looking for the much improved earnings growth to justify the relatively high priced earnings multiples that many of these companies are trading on. I guess the key macro factors that give us confidence in this positive view on the New Zealand economy is our strong current migration flows, the strong housing market, employment conditions, and a falling New Zealand dollar versus the US dollar. And on top of that, you've got the lower oil price supporting consumer spending. I guess the biggest headwind for the New Zealand economy is a lower dairy price and lower farmers' income, which we should see this filter into the cities over this year. But overall, with lower global interest rates and inflation, it's a positive outlook. I guess, given the valuations, it's hard to see the market doing 10 to 20% returns like in recent years. But we expect something in the mid-single digits to be more likely.
Thank you. That is Sam Trethaway, Milford Asset Management. News Talk ZB, it's 23 to 7.